Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Tria? Hi, is this Timothy?
Yes.
Hi, Timothy. It's Trey Armstrong here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really good. I wasn't sure if I had the right person. I was waiting in the queue, and I thought, oh, my God, and I hope I'm on the right station here.
Yeah, no, you got me. No, it's the right person. So how are you?
I'm really, really good today. It's a beautiful day here in Toronto, Canada, so that's always a good day for us.
I'm glad to have you on the show, but before we speak, I want you to introduce yourself to my listeners and let them know who you are.
Okay. Well, my name is Trey Armstrong. I am a choreographer, international choreographer, a dancer, an actress, and I'm also a judge from CTV, So You Think You Can Dance Canada.
Okay. Now, is that similar to the So You Think You Can Dance over here? Is that similar or the same thing as just over in Canada?
The same in terms of, created by the same person, Nigel Lithgow and Simon Fuller. But the whole difference is that we're Canadian. We have a lot of culture here. You see a lot of people of color. You guys would say African-American. Over here, we actually just normally refer to people of color who are black as just black, you know, or Afro-Canadian if they're from Africa. But we also have a lot of Asian Canadians. We have a lot of people from Europe that are here. So very diverse dancers, and a lot of our dancers are very young, like 18 years old. So they're fresh out of the pot, but they're a bunch of superstars already in the making.
Okay. Now, How did you become a part of this event that they're doing? So You Think You Can Dance. How did you become a part of this? How did you get involved?
Okay, well, I've been working as a dancer for so long at that time. I'd been on tour with Missy Elliott, and I'd done work with Rihanna. And I had moved to L.A. after being a supporting lead actress in a film called How She Moved. It was a Paramount Vantage film that MTV and BET had picked it up. So I went to L.A. off of this big success, and I thought, I'm going to the land of making it, or I'm going to break it. And a week of getting there, I get this call, and they say, hey, come back home. We want you to be a part of this huge dance show that's coming. At first, I was like, you know, I'm not sure, because I just made this huge life change. And then I thought about it really quickly after, like really quickly. And I said, am I crazy? I would be nuts to not go home and want to be part of this voice of dance in my country. This is what I've lived for and what I've always wanted growing up. So I came home, I auditioned, and the rest is history.
Well, congratulations on that. And
thank you.
Also, what do you like about being a choreographer? What do you like about being a choreographer? What is your passion for that?
Wow. Well, unfortunately, I haven't gotten the chance to choreograph on the show in the last two seasons, but when I'm not on the show, I'm choreographing films. I just finished working on an Indo-Canadian film with Akshay Kumar and Ludacris called Breakaway.
Okay.
So it's a Bollywood film. I'm not a Bollywood dancer, but I know a lot about Indian culture and Indian dance. So being a choreographer, it's all about pushing our own boundaries and, you know, trying new things. You know, that we're still good at, but pushing ourselves to be more of a creative entity, you know, and creatively artistic as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, as influence-wise, who are some of your influences?
Wow. Okay, well, because I do choreography, dance, and acting, and creative and artistic development, I've been inspired by everybody. My most huge inspirations have been, of course, my mother. She is my best friend and the woman who taught me all about eating humble pie, but being strong as nails as an independent woman. Then there's also the artist, you know, such as Michael Jackson. He was my favorite and still is my favorite artist because he pushed me to be a dancer who wasn't afraid to act, you know, a singer who wasn't afraid to actually move and be good at it. And I loved the poise of people such as Felicia Rashad, and her sister, Debbie Allen from Fame, as well as Sarah Brightman from Phantom of the Opera, who I had the delightful pleasure of working with a few years ago. I've worked with so many people that I've been very honored and blessed to have been inspired by everybody who's been around me. I've taken a bit of them with me.
What do you say to those individuals that want to become a choreographer someday and that want to get to where you are, to, you know, where Debbie Allen is and Felicia Rashad is and so forth? What do you say to them?
Wow, I would say do your homework. Look at movies choreographed by people such as Kenny Ortega. He is so instrumental in the world of dance. It's unfreaking real. To do Ferris Bueller's Day Off and then go and do High School Musical and then go in and work with Michael Jackson right up until his day of death. Kenny Ortega is a true inspiration, a living legend, and I say study people like him. Also, get to know your craft. Get to know how to not just choreograph for a live stage show, but understand how to choreograph for the camera. Research people like Tom Jackson, who is a live stage producer and director who works with the Grammys and artists around the world for the Grammys, such as Taylor Swift, Kanye West. Get to know your art. Be a true artist.
Fear, did I lose you?
I'm sorry?
Hello? Oh, no, I thought
yeah,
I lost.
I'm here.
I thought I lost.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm right here.
I'm so glad to have you on. Now, besides So You Think You Can Dance, which is over in Canada, what else do you have coming up that you want to talk, that you can talk about?
Wow. Here's something else about if you want to be a dancer or an artist in our world, you have to know how to multitask. So some of the things I do outside of that show is I have my own foundation, which is called the Trey Armstrong Give Back Foundation. And it's all about providing accessibility and also supporting our young dancers and performing artists. So one of the events I do is called the Give Back Event, and it's a free day of dance. Free. You don't pay anything. You just show up for 6 hours of huge fun. So we teach Bollywood. We teach jive. You know, we teach salsa. But we also teach hip-hop and contemporary and jazz and ballet. We do everything across the board, and now we've even added Zumba and African. So we're always experimenting with ourselves, and I did it because it's free. You know, I was kicked out in my 20s during university, and I couldn't afford classes to train anymore. And I vowed, I said, you know what, whenever I get older and when I become successful, there was no room for if in my life. It was just when I become successful, I am going to make sure that everybody has access to dance performing arts, especially since I couldn't do it. And that's exactly what happened. So that's just a few of the things. I also do dance programs as well across Canada, and we're hoping to expand them to New York as well. That would be very fun to do. All
right. Now, when will you be back over to the States? Do you have any plans to come back over to the States?
Oh, man, I wish I could be there right now. I just know that, you know, New York and L.A., they're just the place in the land of opportunity. So I'm hoping to get back over there right now. I really am. But who knows? Hopefully I can rear my little pretty head up soon.
Right. Very quickly, if I could say, I'm doing a benefit pretty soon about cancer and mental health awareness. I'd love for you to come by and be a guest. And, to speak a few words if you want. If you are interested, I will get the information over to you. And, you know, and we can go from there. I love for you. I'm trying to get as many celebrities as possible to come and to attend this event.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I would be so honored.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll get the information over to you and, you know, leave my contact information. And you can, you know, get a hold of me and let me know, you know, what needs to be done, whatever, you know, and we'll definitely have you there, you know.
And if this is for cancer, that's big.
It's for cancer and mental health, yeah, mental health awareness, yes, it is. And it's going to be great. It's going to be a great event. We have the mayor of the town and some elected officials coming through it. It's going to be so great, and I'm so glad that I'm a part of it. I'm one of the event coordinators for it, so it's definitely going to be a part of it. It's going to be great for the event. But it's just,
please
this,
do.
This
let me know.
This is about. I will. This show is about you. but is it? Let my listeners know. Please let them know what a fabulous individual you are. Please give them your website, you know, where they can find out more information about you. Let them find out what great work you've done, what a superstar you are.
Thank you. What you can do is you can always hit me up and get attached to all of my different companies, my dance company, my foundation, by going to www.trearmstrong.com. So TrearmStrong.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm there. I'll hit you back. It's just at Trey Armstrong. And it's that simple. Follow me, I'll follow you, and we can be good together.
Tina, I'm not going to keep you long. But listen, keep in touch with the show, and I will be in touch with you to get the information over to you to let you know about the event. I hope that you can come out, you know, and share some thoughts on that.
I hope I can too, Timothy. Thank you. And if I can just leave and resonate your viewers with one thing is, no matter what in life, when you're given the choice to choose, always choose not to lose.
Okay, great to think. I'll keep that in mind.
Thank you so much, Timothy, and you keep striving and hustling.
All right, you too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rita. And I'll be in touch with you with the information.
Thank you so much. Stay blessed. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
You too. Thank you so much, Rita Armstrong, for coming on the show. Make sure you guys check out a brilliant choreographer. I'm going to leave you with Chris Brown. Stay up strong. I'm out.